Chaitanya Bhagavat, Antilila Chapter 5, Antyakanda, Vrindavanadas Thakur. We're in Panihati Gram, in the home of Raghava Pandit and Damayanti, and Lord Nityananda is traveling with a party of 6 members to preach the glories of the Lord. And they had some amazing pastimes of flowers and lime trees giving Kadamba garlands on the request of Nityananda. And then Nityananda blessed everyone. He said, listen, Uranga has come all the way from Nilachal to see all of you dance. Eteke tomara sarva karya parihari niravari krishna gao apana pasari. Now, you should give up all other engagements and absorb yourselves and constantly glorifying Sri Krishna's Naam, Rupa Guna Leela. Niravadi Sri Krishna Chaitanya Chandra Jasha Sabara Sharira Purna Hao Premaras. Nitai said, may all of you become filled with the mellows of ecstatic love by constantly glorifying Sri Krishna Chaitanya Chandra. Heta Kahi Haribali Kariye Hunkar Sarvadike Prema Jisti Kari La Bistar. After giving these instructions, Nityananda loudly chanted the name of Hari. And then Nittai cast his love-filled glance in all directions. So hopefully his glance is still going on. And he'll glance our way. Because we're in one of the directions. Maybe upside down direction, but we're trying to get right side up. Nityananda Sarupera Prema Drishti Pat Sabara Haila Atma Vismriti Dehite. By the love filled glance of Nityananda Sarup, everyone forgot themselves. This love makes, that's what happens. People fall in love, they forget everything. And there's a nice, beautiful purport by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Just a glance at Nittai and everyone forgot the external world. Unless one forgets about the external world, there's no possibility of approaching the beauty of transcendental service. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati is making a good point. We have to forget the world. Be in the world, but not of the world. Lord Jesus said that. Be in the world, but not of the world means that you forget it. You're moving in the world, but you're not part of it. So this is Krishna's mercy on a devotee. And he gives forgetfulness if we want it. Or he gives remembrance if we want it. If we want to remember Maya and forget Krishna, he gives that. If we want to remember Krishna and forget Maya, he gives that. Sarvasya chahamriti sannivishtam. Matasmatir ganama poanam cha vedesh cha severaham vivedyo vedanta krit vivedevicham. So we have the beauty of transcendental service. If we're still captivated and still absorbed in memories of Maya, memory lane, they have these songs, going down memory lane. This is what our minds do. They take us down memory lane, which means Maya's lane. And we have to forget those streets and byways of our mind which are filled with material impressions. And when we actually forget it, how can we forget something so impressionable as material existence? Material existence is like a tattoo. It's like a carving. If you take a piece of marble and carve it, then you can't take off that carving. You can't rub it off. It's carved in stone. Das Goswami's devotional practices were like lines carved in stone. Irremovable. And you can't move them. You chip away a line in a stone with a chisel, that line will stay there forever. At least as long as the stone is existing. So his principles are like that. So our material experiences and impressions are like etchings. And I would like to say, a nice analogy is, I don't know if you've ever seen, but in stylish restaurants and homes and temples, they take glass and they etch the glass. They cut it in such a way, and they can make designs. There's a very beautiful temple etching windows down by Sitalchai, just after Sitalchai in Vrindavan. On the right-hand side, there's a Ram Mandir. It's called Balaji Guest House. And people stay there. And the backside is Balaji, right on the roadside, that main road into Loy Bazaar from ISKCON. You go up the steps, and there's a Ram, Sita Ram temple there, maybe Radha Krishna too. Mostly Ram. And on the big, big glass windows, and they're all etched with the Leelas of Krishna, Makanchur, and it's just glass, and you can see through it, and light comes through with etching. So the glass is there, and you can see through it, but then the etching is there. So you also see the etching on the glass. They're inseparable. So I think this is a very nice analogy to describe citta. Citta means the consciousness that actually is a layer. It's considered in the Bhagavatam, one place in third canto, it says that citta is the ninth covering. We usually say there's eight coverings. Earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and ego. Man, buddhi, hankar, but then above hankar is something called citta. Citta is actually a substance. It's a thin layer of, they sometimes say consciousness, it's another aspect, the second aspect of intelligence sometimes it's thought of, but citta is separate. So chaito dharvana marjana means cleanse that. And in the chitta are all our samskaras, which are the operating software for the other eight ashta prakriti. Our ego can only act on the basis of our samskaras, acquired or inherited. So the hankar and intelligence and mind, they're subservient to the chitta. So therefore Lord Chaitanya says, clean the chitta first. Chaito dharvana marjanam. And beyond the chitta is the atma. Atma, chitta, hankar, buddhi, man, indriya, and then kalevaram, or external body, and the senses, indriya. So the etching is here, the analogy is that chitta is like the glass, and the etching is like all the samskaras. And so you can't see too clearly. Beyond the glass, there's the outside, so beyond the clear consciousness, you see the pure Atma with his own sarup, Atma sarup, individual sarup and individual stairati, anuchit, anand, a minuscule amount of bliss, eternal existence in the background of minute bliss and individual identity, sachit anand. So we have to forget all those etchings have to be somehow removed from our consciousness. Very difficult. So to forget those etchings is very difficult, to forget all those immaterial, all the material impressions and experiences and people we've seen and met and had and held and left and lost. They're all various etchings on our consciousness, very strongly carved. But it's a miraculous process that chanting Hare Krishna produces new glass. It produces clear glass panes, and we replace the etched glass. And that's memory. Krishna gives us the memory, so then we forget all those carvings and all those etchings, and then the clear glass manifests by the mercy of the Lord. Shuna shuna are bhai nityananda shakti jay rupe dilena sarva jagatere bhakti. Vrindavan Das Thakur, he's calling us his brothers. So we've been accepted in the family of Vrindavan Das Thakur. That's nice. Because he's Veda Vyas. And we're in a nice family. If we're brothers, I guess our nephew is Shukadev Goswami. If we're brothers with Vyasadev, Vyasadev's son is Shukadev. So that means Shukadev is our nephew. Is that right? So Vrindavan Das Thakur, who is Veda Vyas, is telling us, oh bhai, shuno are bhai, hey brothers, and that includes sisters also, but it's brotherly emphasis here. Oh, brothers, hear about the power of Nityananda, Nityananda Shakti, and how he distributed devotional service throughout the world. Jai Bhakti Gopika Gan, Kahe Bhagavat, Nityananda Haite Taha Paila Jagat. The Gopika Gan Bhagavate. The devotion of the Gopikas of Braj is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. That was awarded to the people of the world by Nityananda. Well, this is another extraordinary point here. Beautiful. It says, listen, brothers, you know what Nityananda Shakti is? Well, Dilena Sarva Jagat Bhakti. That bhakti is just being distributed Sarva Jagat. Jagat means this planet, means this universe. Like we say Jagat Guru. That doesn't mean a guru is flying all over the universe. Means he's flying all over the planet. So he's Jagat Guru. So Jagat means this planet Earth. It also means the entire universe. Keshava Drita, Narahari, Jai Jagadish, Jai Jagadish, Hari Jagadish. So Nityananda Shakti, that's what's doing it throughout the entire world. So we mentioned in a previous class how Prabhupada was considered to be Nityananda Shakti, Nityananda Vesh. Vesh means Shakti Vesh. Nityananda Shakti Vesh. This was obvious that he did spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. How? Because he was carrying Nityananda Shakti. Well, what is that? What is the speciality of Nityananda Shakti? What is it? It's the power of creation or the power of maintenance or power of knowledge or arts, Kala Shakti or time. What is it? So then Damodas Thakur he says that what did he give? He gave Gopika Bhakti, Gopigan Bhakti, their Bhakti. What? So Nityananda is Anangamanjari. Anangamanjari is the younger sister of Radharani. So she wants to give devotion to Radha Govinda, Yugal. So Nityananda is doing that, devotion to Radha Madhav. So Prabhupada took Nityananda Shakti to America, then he introduced devotion, Gopika Bhakti. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Gopijana Vallabha Giri Haridari. He says that this Krishna Giridhari, he's the Gopijana Vallabha. He's in love with the gopis. He's relishing Gopika Prem, Braja Gopika Prem. He'll probably distribute it everywhere. Everyone take this. This is the Prayojan. Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Gopijana Vallabha Giri Haridhari. That Krishna and the Kunjas. Prabhupada once in one tape, he said, Krishna spends his whole day and night, he's simply trying to enjoy with Radharani in the bushes of Vrindavan. Bushes. He says, bushes. Long, you becomes O-O-O, bushes of Vrindavan. That's a fact. Nitya Lila Pravishta. So he was giving the 10th canto. Nityananda was distributing the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam. Rasalila. So we are followers, we are recipients of Nityananda's mercy and Shakti in the form of Prabhupada's ISKCON movement. So ISKCON movement means Nityananda Shakti. ISKCON movement means Gopika Bhakti. ISKCON movement means Rasa Panchadaya. ISKCON movement means the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam. And in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Rupa Goswami explains, rather Jiva in his commentary, when Rupa Goswami is talking about the Panchanga Bhakti, the five limbs of Bhakti, one of them is Bhagavat Shravan, Rasik Bhakti Sahasanga. Then once you hear the Srimad Bhagavatam, any association of Rasik Bhakta, a devotee who is steeped in devotional mellows of Vrindavan, the Madhurya Rasa and Sakhi Rasa and Vatsali Rasa, the Nichiparishas of Radha Gopinath and Vrindavan. Then Jiva Goswami, as requested by Rupa Goswami, he gives a tika and said, Rupa's intending here when he says Bhagavat Shravan, that we should hear the Srimad Bhagavatam, Nityam Bhagavata Sevya, Bhagavat Yutamashloke, Bhakti Bhavdineshti. He said we should hear the Bhagavatam, but what Rupa intends to say is especially the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam. So the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu was telling us that we should especially hear the 10th canto of Bhagavatam. Why? Because it's Panchanga Bhakti. Panchanga Bhakti are the most powerful most powerful and attractive and sweetest limbs of the devotional perfection. So this Nityananda, our movement is based on the 10th canto of Bhagavatam. Way before the Bhagavatam came out, the 10th canto came out. 1969 came out as Krishna book. At that time there was first canto and Krishna book. Haribol. So Nityananda and Prabhupada are in one in heart, one in mind. Nityananda vasiya chena singhasan samoke karaya nirtya parisharagan. So remember, Nityananda had climbed up on the singhasan in Raghava Pandit's house, and everyone was doing abhishek and chanting and dancing, and he's still sitting there, preaching from there, sitting on the singhasan, receiving abhishek, and then being dressed in new cloth, brand new cloth he was dressed in, offered some bhoga. He's continuing to sit there, and he's giving instructions and shiksha there, and now he's still there. And now all his parishads, Nitya Parishad Gan, all of his parishads are dancing in front of him, like Purandara Pandit and Raghunath Vaidya and Gadadhar Das and Ram Das and Krishnadas and Parameshri Das. And these are the devotees that were traveling with him and were associating with him and dancing in front of him. They became really ecstatic. I mean, the devotees went a little wild. So it's not unusual for devotees to go wild. Just don't get in their way when they go wild. Keha gya brikshara upara dhale chade pate pate vidhai tatapi nahi pade. One of the devotees climbed out on the branch of a tree, briksha upara dhale, and he walked on the leaves. Yet he did not fall. Now that makes Jesus look like small time. Jesus walked on water and didn't get wet. The bottom of his feet got wet, that's all. Or maybe he didn't even touch the water. Can't say. But now they're walking on, standing on the leaves and not falling. So that's called the effect of Nityananda, not the shesh. They definitely have absorbed Nityananda Shakti. Because Nityananda Shakti means the power of Ananta Shesh. Ananta Shesh holds the entire universe up on his head. And no one's going anywhere. Or falling through his head. The universe isn't cracking through his head because it's too heavy. So if you're remembering Nityananda and you're trying to entertain him or please him, or you're intoxicated by serving him, Sevananda, Nityananda Sevananda, and dancing for his pleasure and admiring his sweet beauty and trying to absorb and meditate and follow his important instructions, and all that ulas of devotion, if one runs up to the top of a tree and starts dancing on leaves, then he won't fall because another shesha is underneath each leaf. There's a similar story from Ramayana, one of the South Indian Ramayans. Some of the rakshasas that were accompanying Vibhishana, they wanted to return to his secretaries wanted to go back to Sri Lanka. So then he took a leaf, he took an Ashok leaf, and he wrote on that leaf, Ram, R-A-M, Ram. And he tied that leaf around a rock, with some string or whatever, and he said, he told the Rakshashas, hold this, rock in your hand, and you can go across the ocean. We came on a bridge of rocks, so this is one rock, it'll do the same thing. Believe me, have faith. Just have faith in this rock and have faith in me. So maybe it's a Govardhan Shiva, I don't know. So just have faith in this rock and me, and you'll cross the ocean with your existence. So have faith in Guru and Giriraj and Gauranga and Goswamis and Gandharvika and Govinda, and surely you'll very soon cross the ocean of birth and death. So the Rakshas was moving right across the ocean. It was all opening up and the Red Sea parted and everything was like Jesus. And then he got halfway through and he thought, what is this rock? You know, I'm just holding it. He said, just keep this rock in my hand. So I'm holding this rock. So then some doubts came up. Oh, I don't know. Is my guru a pure devotee or not? Or is he going to bloop tomorrow? Or this or that. So many doubts come up. So then he said, let me see what's this leaf wrapped around this rock. What is this thing? So then he opened the leaf and it said, on the leaf wrapped around that rock, it said, R, A, long A. Ah. Then M, Ram. He said, oh, what is this? Some stupid leaf with the name Rama. Ah, that's ridiculous. And he threw it in the water. As soon as he did that, then the water just surrounded everywhere around him. It became 100 feet deep and boop, 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 boop. And then that Rakshas, he drowned. Because his leaf didn't hold him up in the water because he lost his faith. He didn't have faith in Ram. So the devotees of Nityananda, they had complete faith. Sudrida Vishwas. Very firm and staunch faith, unbreakable faith, unswerving, unwavering, unbreakable faith. So they didn't fall off the tree branch, nor the leaves they were standing on. Keha keha prema suke hongkara kariya vriksharu pari taki pari lampadhiya. Another chap, another Parishad, was in the top of the tree. He roared loudly in ecstatic love, and he jumped down from the top of the tree. Boom. Ah, Nitai. So they're really going, so what's happening here? It sounds talking about monkeys and Ram Lila. These sound like the monkeys of Ram. And Nitai, they must be seeing Nitai as Lakshman. And Lakshman's the younger brother of Ram. And Ram and Sugriva and Hanuman, they went over and defeated Ravan, and the monkeys are jumping all over the place in celebration afterwards. The monkeys like to jump all around, jump off trees and this, that. So someone's roaring loudly and jumping. Kaya va hunkara kare briksha muladari upadiya fele briksha bali hari hari. Someone roared loudly and grabbed the root of the tree. And then he uprooted it while chanting in the name Hari Hari! Ha ha! And he ripped up the root of the tree. So they're really a monkey Bhav. Bandur Bhav. It sounds like Hanuman. They've invested with all the power of Shakti of Aish. If you have Nityananda Shakti of Aish, it means you have all the power of God. So Prabhupada had Nityananda Shakti of Aish, so he had all the power of God. He made the impossible possible. Just look in the mirror. If you want to see an example of impossibility becoming possibility, look in the mirror, go in the bathroom. Anyone who's listening, go in the bathroom, look in the mirror and say, wow, Prabhupada made the impossible possible. There's tangible proof right in my mirror. Cheto dharpada marjanam. Keava guvaka vane jaya radda diya. Gacha pancha sattaguya ekatra kariya. Someone ran into a betel nut forest. He grabbed 5 or 7 trees and he uprooted them all together. Ha! These guys are fired up. I don't think the back to nature people would appreciate it too much. Destroying all these trees like some kind of, they're not planting trees, they're ripping them up. Hene se dehete janme jatche prema bal, trina pray upadiya felaya sakal. That devotee's body was filled with such powerful ecstatic love, prema bal, that he uprooted those trees as if they were blades of grass, trina praya. So that's an amazing phenomenon, that love is, bhakti and pure bhakti is so powerful, you even get tremendous physical strength. We hear about Madhvacharya and the life and teachings of Madhvacharya. Madhvacharya was a pure devotee of the Lord Vishnu, Vaikuntha. And Vaikuntha Krishna. He worshipped Uddhava Krishna. And Dasya Rati. And he had the power, he could lift whole trees. There was also another devotee like that in a Gaur Lila. Forget his name just now. He lifted a big tree and played a flute. I forget. 10 men couldn't lift a tree. He lifted the whole tree. So Madhvacharya, once, you know, some tiger attacked him, he picked up the tiger and threw it 3 miles away or something. He's very strong. Once some dacoits, about 50 dacoits, attacked him because he had a lot of gold. People had given him a lot of gold and he was walking down by himself. 50 dacoits attacked him and he beat them all up like Bruce Lee or something. Much better, I think so. So this is the power. So much power, powerful ecstatic love. He uprooted the trees with their blades of grass. Everyone is getting absorbed here in Nityananda's ecstatic love, except us. That's the question. We're reading about all these other fortunate souls, but somehow we're still waiting for our turn to come up. Ashru kampa stamba gharma pulaka hunkar swarna banga vaivarnya garjana simhasar Sri Ananda Murchadi jata prema bhav Bhagavate kahe jata krishna anurag Sambara sharire purna haila sakala Hena nityananda sarupera prema bala Nityananda sarup's ecstatic love was so powerful that everyone became filled with the transformations of ecstatic love for Krishna described in the Bhagavatam. Bhagavat kahe Krishna anurag, such as crying, shivering, being stunned, perspiring, hair standing on end, shouting loudly, voice choking, turning pale, thundering, roaring like a lion, and falling unconscious in ecstasy. Jaydike dekena Nityananda Mahashai, Sedike Mahaprema Bhakti Bhishtihai. There was an intense shower of ecstatic devotional love. In whatever glance Nityananda, in whatever direction Nityananda cast his glance. Don't forget us. Nityananda's Leela is eternal. And he's glancing in all directions. So directions go on and on. They're infinite. Infinite directions. Space is infinite. Space-time continuum, the subject of physics. So Nityananda has left his prakat, this bhumi, earth planet, his prakat lila is aprakat. He's gone to another planet, another universe. So another earth planet, his lila is going on there. So hopefully he's dancing there, Panihati, and he's also glancing. His prema drishti, prema bal. Prima Bhakti Brishti Haya. Mahaprem. This intense ecstatic love. He'll glance from there to here. And we'll receive that glance. Jahare Kachahena Sei Prima Murchapai. Vastrana Sambhari Bhume Pari Gari Jai. Whoever Nittai looked at lost consciousness in ecstatic love and rolled on the ground forgetting his cloth. Nityananda sarupere dhari bari dhai hase Nityananda prabhu vasya katai. Someone tried to catch hold of Nityananda sarup's feet. Nityananda prabhu sat on the throne and smiled, the singer song. Jatta parishara nityanandera pradhan Sabare haila sarva shakti adishtan sarva gyatta vak siddhi haila sabar savi hailena jena kandarpa akar. All the principal associates of Nityananda were fully empowered. They became omniscient, and whatever they spoke came true. Their features resembled those of Cupid, kandarpa akara. He became filled with various potencies and began to display many wonderful feats. They were omniscient, which is rare among human beings. Their words came true and their bodies manifest beautiful features. Sabe yare parasha karena hastadiya seihaya vivala sakala pasariya. Anyone who was touched by the hands of the associates of Lord Nityananda forgot everything and became overwhelmed with ecstasy. So this is the parampara of Nityananda. The preachers of Krishna consciousness are are following in the footsteps of Nityananda Sarup, and they're touching people, touching hearts, touching minds with Krishna consciousness. And as a result, people forget everything. Vivala sakala pasariya. They become bewildered and forget everything, all the meaningless, useless pursuits they were absorbed in by the touch of devotion, by the touch of a devotee. It can mean literally by the touch of their hands, or by the touch of their influence, their mercy, their teachings, their instruction, their example. So we forget everything and we become overwhelmed. We forget everything and we receive everything. We forget everything useless and meaningless and we receive everything valuable. This is the result of the touch of Krishna consciousness. All of our useless friends and engagements and meaningless thoughts and ambitions become dissolved with the light of bhakti, and the rays of love illuminate the true purpose of life, and then we become joyful in the pursuit of that goal of life. The pursuit itself is joyful, what to speak of the goal we're trying to attain. If the pursuit is so joyful, imagine how much joy is attained when one meets the goal. Like, just imagine that someone is walking to see their beloved and they're feeling ecstatic bliss just by walking. Usually that's only anticipation. There's no actual experience until you meet the beloved and associate intimately with the beloved in close contact. But the solo journey to the beloved is a rather painful one sometimes, and maybe fraught with hesitation, anticipation, anxiety. But the journey to our beloved Krishna is not filled with frustration, anxiety, or anticipation and curiosity. It's filled with joy. Kevala Ananda Kanda, Paramakruna. It's told in Nittai Gaur, they came to give a process which is Kevala Ananda Kanda. It's anandakanda. The practice of devotion is only blissful, only joyful. We're pursuing the Satchidananda Swarup of Krishna, Krishna's sweetness we're pursuing. And just the journey home, as they say, just the journey to Krishna is so reward-filling and so satisfying. The journey itself removes anxiety. The journey itself removes all unhappiness. This is the speciality of Krishna Bhakti. It's transcendental from the beginning to the end. It gives results at every step, at every moment. It's not like Christians have this concept, pie in the sky. You suffer now, Jesus suffered on the cross, so you suffer in toil and trouble, then at the end you get a big piece of pie. You go to the heavenly planets, or go dance with Jesus in the apple orchard. Or go meet Adam and Eve in the apple orchard. eat apples till the end of time. So this is something different. Hey rupe pani hatti grame tina mas. Nityananda Prabhu kari bhakti ravilas. Nityananda Prabhu relished bhakti for 3 months in the village of Panihati. Bhakti Vilas. Apparently, Nityananda was not in any hurry to hit the malls, as they say, or hit the streets, or hit something, to go out on Sankirtan. I mean, to liberate the fallen souls. And you see the time periods in the old days, they had a lot of time on their hands. They weren't so rushed. He cruised in, he landed in Raghava Pandit's house and camped out for 3 months. Now, if that happened nowadays in anybody's house, some avadhut sadhu came with 6 other sannyasis and said, I'm staying for 3 months. You have to feed 7 people and they eat a lot also because they dance so much. And then you'll go crazy. And they uproot all your trees in your garden And it's kind of, they create a big mess in the backyard. They uproot them and don't put them back. They just throw them somewhere. You have this pile of dead trees lying around everywhere. So this is, they had plenty of time, and they were enjoying the association this time. Bhakti Vilas. Teen mas karo bhaya nahika sharire deya dharma tilar deko kari nahispure. For 3 months, Nittai and all of his associates, they didn't manifest external consciousness. They did not feel even the slightest urge of the body. So apparently all the urgings or pushings of the body, they did not manifest. Apparently they didn't have to sleep unless they chose to as part of their vilas, or eat unless it was part of their vilas. They weren't forced to eat or forced to sleep or forced to drink. There's no urge, means a force, not a choice. So that's quite an amazing experience. I mean, you hear about the material world, people take some drugs or intoxication and they lose external consciousness for so many hours or days sometimes. 2 or 3 days sometimes people can be affected. But 3 months, be out of your external consciousness, that's something extraordinary. Now we'll hear how the Vacho Vegam Manasakrota Vegam Jiva Vedam Udrapasta Vegam. So these pushings are these urges, vegams are urgings, pushings there. We can't but submit to them. But you'll find out that one contest Nityananda Shakti and dances to the tune of Nam Sankirtan and associates with advanced devotees and relishes Gopika Prem and the mood of Braj, then he can become transcendental to everything, even eating. Tina masa kaya nai karila ahar. Save prema suke nitya bhai nai ar. None of the devotees with Nityananda ate anything for 3 months. They didn't do anything but dance in the happiness of ecstatic love. Now that's, you really like to dance. If you dance, people usually like to eat more than dance. Dancing is when you eat too much. You have to dance around to digest. Or you feel good, you want to dance. But they were performing and expending all kinds of energy without taking anything tangible, external material into their bodies. What a purely devotional display of ecstatic joy and bliss and bhakti. 3 months they didn't eat anything, so that I guess they didn't want to burden Damayanti and Raghava Pandit, although they're good cooks, but they were there. They were really good, ideal guests. They stayed for 3 months and never ate anything. very easy guest to take care of. Panihati grame jata haila prema sukha chari vede varni beka se sava kotuka. The happiness of ecstatic love that manifests in the village of Panihati will be described in the 4 Vedas, chari ved. So I guess in the future that more Vyas will come and write some more Vedas to describe Nittai's Bhakti Vilas Leela. Bhakti Vilas Leela in Panihati. Eko dande Nityananda Karilena Jata Tahavani Bhara Shakti Achi Karakata. Who has the ability to describe Nittai's pastimes that he performed in a half an hour? Shane Shane Appane Karena Nitya Ranga Chaturdike Lai Sava Parishada Sangha. Nityananda passed every moment dancing in ecstasy in the midst of his associates. Kakkanavapane Vasya Virasan Nachayena Sakala Bhakta Jane Jane. Sometimes Nittai sat in a Virasan posture and he would have the devotees dance one after another before him. The devotees are dancing for the pleasure of the Lord. Eka seva kere nitya hena rangahai, chaturdike deki yena prema vanya mai. The dancing of each devotee in that party of Nityananda Ram was so sublime that the 4 directions became filled with a flood of ecstatic love. So this shows there's a lot of individuality in dancing. Every devotee danced. Each devotee danced in his own expressive and beautiful devotional way, and everyone became filled with ecstatic love. Mahajade Pode Jena Karalakavan He Mata Prema Suke Pode Savarjan. In the happiness of ecstatic love, everyone would fall to the ground like banana trees cut down in a great storm. Apane je kahe maha prabhu nityananda se mata karilena sarva bhakta vrinda. The devotees did whatever Lord Nityananda asked them to do. Niravadi Sri Krishna Chaitanya Sankirtan karajena karena laya bhaktagan. Nitya induced everyone to chant constantly, perform Sankirtan as inaugurated by Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Nityananda always engaged the devotees in Harinam Sankirtan. Through the songs he would sing, he would reveal that Gaurasundara was not different from Brajendranandan. So apparently in his Sankirtan, when Nityananda was also chanting, he would chant prayers and stavas and different songs that would describe the non-difference of Lord Gauranga and Lord Krishna, Brajendranandan and Sachi Sutta. Brajendranandana Jay Sachi Sutta Hoyla say something. And Brajendranandana of Vrindavan, that son of Nanda Maharaj Sri Krishna, is none other than Krishna Chaitanya of Navadvip. Hena se lagila prema prakasha karite sehi hai bivala jai se dekite. Nitya manifests such ecstatic love that anyone who came to watch became overwhelmed. So it goes on. There's more pastimes in Nityananda and his ecstasies at Panyati. So we'll continue there tomorrow.